This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter. And we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride,
good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. We are a nationally syndicated show on the GCN Live Radio Network, also heard via the Westwood One XDS satellite around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers too, as well as our 911 dispatchers. Thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the security and construction workers too, thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo to register for the free Gun a Day giveaway, and find out what a USCCA membership could do for you. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just in passing, before we get to the PG&E story we're going to talk about here, Paul Pelosi Jr., there was some mention yesterday you made about the fact that he is the son of the House Majority Leader, the House Majority Leader, Nancy Pelosi.
The Speaker of the House.
Yeah, Speaker of the House now, that she... He got himself in trouble over some sort of, green energy company?
Yeah, with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, that was 4 years ago. So it was really just a reminder that, you know, every one of these people, let me say that again, not everyone. There are an awful lot of people in the House and in the Senate that have a shady history. Maxine Waters' daughter, she's gotten a bunch of money from the campaign funds, and she's hired, this kind of stuff just goes around and around and around.
Right.
And we are obligated now because we're in a new session here in Congress, we are obligated to revisit some of these things. And understand who we're dealing with, the Kamala Harrises, the Cory Bookers, the Amy Klobuchars and Kirsten Gillibrands. So just take real caution. Look at their history, look at their associations, look at their organization, look at their campaign monies, who pays off who, at least of which, because we had this whole Democrat delegation that went to where? Puerto Rico.
Yep.
During the shutdown.
Yep.
So,
took some of the party girls with them or picked them up there, one or the other.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's really an outrage of this kind of stuff.
Yep.
You know, we got 30 of these people, 30, I think 40 were invited, but 30 some on went.
Right.
I mean, give me a break, And this was done by a Hispanic Political Action Committee. So it just shows the elitist attitude that a lot of these politicians have, that they're way above, the common person. So they, when Elizabeth Warren talks about middle class, and they're, give me a break. She's
and having a beer.
They don't even know what middle class is.
Now, let's talk about California. Pacific Gas and Electric, which is a huge entity.
Largest power company out there.
Going to file for bankruptcy due to the wildfire liabilities because of some of these fires that started because of their wires going down.
Well, here's the other fascinating thing. Speaking of elitist, during these fires, very a huge handful of California lawmakers, along with some lobbyists, went to Hawaii on a little vacation junket.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've got these Democrats that decided, that, oh, let's go to Puerto Rico. Well, during the wildfires, the same thing happened out there in California.
Jeez.
So, in this article that I wrote yesterday, that PG&E is likely to go to Chapter 10, Chapter 11, Chapter whatever it is.
Chapter 11's reorganization.
Thank you. And now you've got our new Democrat governor, Gavin Newsom, and his team, just like I said in the article towards the bottom, well, there'll be a bailout. Well, they're discussing helping out PG&E stay solvent.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, we bail out a power company now?
Uh-huh. Don't know.
Exactly.
Don't know, but we may have to. And by the way, Kyle Warren, who lives in California, who was my first guest in hour number one, said that PG&E is already talking about a 30% increase in rates, which has to go through the PSC, which more than likely won't be 30%, but I'll bet you it'll be 10 or 15.
Well, maybe. I mean, we don't know. It depends upon going into bankruptcy and what the bankruptcy judge, you know, would grant. So they've already dismissed the CEO. They've got a stand-in fellow by the name of John Simon, who's their general counsel that's running the company. I think they've got $1.5 billion in insolvency right now, but that's already essentially spoken for. I don't think they've even fully assessed the property damage.
No.
Right. So,
and I don't even want to guess because it's astronomical. Some of those homes were worth millions of dollars.
Well, yeah, and when it comes to the rate hike, let's also remember that PG&E does, I think 16 cents per kilowatt hour in California, which is more than, you know, Oregon and Washington are half that much.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. By the way, go over there, sign up for her email articles, and you'll get them when she posts them, like the one she posted yesterday, the one we were just talking about. And I'll be right back with more right after these messages.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. This portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. For just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense. And in case you have to defend yourself, because the last person standing is the first person the police will look at when they get to any type of scene like that. And you can live in with confidence and know that you've got the life-saving training and education provided by the USACA by becoming a member. Now, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that USCCA logo that's right there, and you'll see a drop-down menu to register for the free gun a day giveaway. Whatever the gun is for the day, sign up and do that. Get an opportunity to win a free gun. And then, should you become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including a subscription to the award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine with all kinds of savings offers in there, too. So, that's the USCCA logo on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, joining us, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
You wrote another article yesterday, which the question I'm going to ask is after I tell you what the article was about. The Nigerian children being trafficked into Europe under sex slavery. And where is our Congressional Black Congress, Congress on all this? I haven't heard a word.
Yeah, caucus.
Caucus, okay.
Well, I guess the big other question is, where's the United Nations? And where are some of these leaders of European countries? They're especially going into a place that I just can't believe, and that's Ireland.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, you know, last year in the United States, we had 8,400 child brides that were allowed into the United States.
There's a whole
this is crazy.
Subset of yes, there's a whole subset of trafficking globally that you know, because media is missing.
I had to go to an Ireland newspaper to grab this headline and go research it. But, you know, here's the other interesting thing. Apparently, I was kind of surprised, this is not necessarily a new phenomenon, because back when Russia had the Olympics,
yep,
they were being trafficked into there for people visiting the Olympics.
Good God.
Yes. I mean, what kind of a country, well, world do we really have here?
Sick.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got kids as young as 6 years old that are being trafficked into Europe, into, you know, out of Africa, into, you know, Europe.
Wow.
Which are, you know, westernized countries. And so I guess, who's stopping that? Where is Theresa May? Where, you know, where's Spain? Where's Italy? Another one. And then we've got our own problems down here, you know, over here with, you know, kids being trafficked into the United States is an entry card, because as soon as these migrants bring the kids in, we automatically have to go, oh, gee, we'll, you know, because they got kids with them, and 9 times out of 10, they're not even their own children.
Yeah, see, and we're finding a lot of that now down on the border. That's part of what the president was saying. And the Democrats are going, oh, no, no, these are families traveling. No, they're not. No, they're not.
I mean, what an ugly world we got going here.
Right. Right. All right. Well, let's move along, because we've got an attorney general designate who is going to be interviewed by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Is that correct?
Yeah. His hearing, confirmation hearing, William Barr, begins today. He's already made the rounds in the Senate to, you know, chat with those senators that are, you know, part of this hearing, those that would grant him a one-on-one. So a lot of what is happening today in the hearings is really kind of just a formality, because they've already spoken to some, if they've allowed him to speak with them.
Uh-huh.
And so the big thing is, will he allow the Mueller operation to continue? The answer to that is yes, he has said so. He has been critical of a couple of components, but it doesn't mean that he would shut it down. He's not shutting it down. So, you know, if you want to watch some interesting TV, I would say trot on over to C-SPAN and see how the Democrats are just going to go after Bob Barr. Now,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
The fascinating thing is that all of these lawyers, because he was a previous attorney general under the, I think, the H.G. Bush administration, and he got unanimous confirmation when he was confirmed as the attorney general, the Department of Justice. We'll see where it all goes today and see how nasty, you know, some of these Democrats decide they want to be.
Well, the prognosticators last night on Fox, I caught a little bit of Sean Hannity's show. They were saying that they're going to go after Barr, Kamala Harris, and Cory Booker because of what they did to Kavanaugh.
Well, it's possible. But he's, you know, he's no neophyte at this.
No, he's done it before.
Yeah, this isn't his first rodeo.
All right. Now, this deal in Wisconsin, this suspect that we're hearing more about, he targeted this young girl who was planning on nailing her when she was either getting on or getting off a school bus.
Well, she came to his attention at that point. So that's when, you know, he was plotting and following and stalking. But here's a fascinating thing. This cat had to do an awful lot of research, because he never had any kind of police record. So when they went into that house to do the forensics after he killed her parents,
right,
there was no trace of him. And the fascinating thing is that this cat shaved completely his face and his head so he wouldn't leave behind any DNA.
Uh-huh.
He wiped literally all the rounds of the shells that went into the shotgun. So, and was using gloves. So he left virtually no forensic DNA behind that the investigators could capture so they could figure out who he was. And then, you know, he kept this girl hidden. I mean, this cat had to do an awful lot of reading and research, and it was incredibly premeditated. Now, what he ever planned on doing with her eventually, we don't know. I guess the bigger question is, whose house was he living in? Was it his parents'? I mean, this cat was young.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how did he afford this house? Who was paying for it? He really didn't have a job. So, there's still more to come out on this story. Was he living in this place by himself? Did his parents own it? Did somebody else in the family own it? Was he a squatter? You know, what's the deal? We don't know.
Now, yesterday, the acting attorney general designate, Matthew Whitaker, his appointment, of course, was challenged by the Democrats, and the Supreme Court let the Whitaker appointment stand by refusing to hear the case.
Well, why wouldn't they? I mean,
right.
It makes sense to me.
I'm not surprised, but, some people were going, well, this isn't right, and well, it's illegal. He doesn't have, under federal law, don't do this. It should have been Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. I mean, it just went on for a few minutes. These people, they just, sometimes they really bark up the wrong tree, it seems like, right?
Well, I mean, you've got an Attorney General that resigned, that left.
Correct.
So what do? You run an agency with nobody?
Yeah. No. They certain people wanted Rosenstein. But by the way, let's go there for a second. The coup between the Department of Justice and the FBI, does it include Rod Rosenstein? Is he in on this, you think?
No.
Okay, so he's an outsider, and all these other people, including James Comey and McCabe.
He wasn't at the Department of Justice. Everybody wants to be mad at Rosenstein because he signed the one FISA warrant. But that was all later. When the FBI was in, the Peter Strzok and all that time, that all happened before he got there.
Okay, so we got to start with Comey and then go through the...
The other interesting thing is, let's not forget that Rosenstein's resigned.
Right.
Okay, now he's leaving when the Attorney General, Bob Barr, gets confirmed, and he will get confirmed because you've got the majority of the Republicans in the Senate.
Right.
So he'll get confirmed, and then he'll want his own deputy Attorney General.
Right.
So, and I think he's comfortable in his resignation mostly because he knows what's in the Mueller report, and there's no, smoking gun there.
Okay, we'll let you go. We'll catch you tonight.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Check her out. Sign up for her great articles. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
As you all know, there's currently a tremendous humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border. It's tremendous. It's been there for years. It's been there for
decades.
President Trump staying on point about border security and the need for the wall as he speaks at the 100th annual meeting at the American Farm Bureau Federation in New Orleans. He takes aim at the mainstream media and fake news.
But because of what we're doing and because of how well our country is doing, and please sit down, please. I'm just looking. And then the media, the fake news, they'll say, he got no standing ovations. You know why? Because everybody stayed standing. Where do you see that? It's true. Oh, they'll do it. They'll figure something out. That's true. That's true. That's true. They can figure it out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it's time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where in 14 short months you can be well on your way to a sound financial career as well as a job very rewarding as an aviation maintenance tech. And to find out more about what they do at National Aviation Academy, listen to this.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, especially those of you that are veterans or those of you getting out of the military, because your GI Bill will pay for all of this training. And if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, then I've got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston, and the other right down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech.
You get your FAA certification, and you're on your way. It's not uncommon for someone to start out right out of high school, if that's the case, at $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year here in the United States. If you choose to go overseas and work for a military contractor, or maybe you want to work overseas for someone that works with the military, it's not uncommon to get a six-figure salary to do that. So check them out online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Again, the phone number, 800-659-2080, and schedule a tour at one of their locations, either in Concord, Mass. Or Clearwater, Florida, and make sure you always tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the doors wide open. Now, we started out telling you about more selected military help along the border. The DHS has requested some more bodies, if you will, to do specialized stuff along the border, which includes installing 150 miles of concertina wire from port to port. That 150 miles tells me, I believe they're going to do this in Arizona. And also, they want security cameras operated by our military, as well as aircraft overflights operated by our military. That would be helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft both. So that's what will happen. The military mission is being extended at least through the end of October of this year, beyond where it's at already, which is January the 15th. So now you know the rest of the story. Now, there is a jihadist group that we haven't talked much about in Syria called Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, otherwise known as HTS. And a U.S. and U.N.-designated terrorist organization is what they are. They have strengthened their grip on northwestern Syria in recent weeks, and they are on the move. They're holding territory up there in the northwestern part of Syria, as it sits along the Jordanian border, and a lot of significance to that, because these people are definitely not friends of anybody, and they are definitely trying to take control of that area in Syria. In addition, amid rising tensions in the South China Sea, Indonesia and their president have followed through on a two-year pledge to strengthen Indonesia's military presence on Natuna Besar, the largest of the several hundred small islands on the southern fringe of the waterway. This is, of course, part of the disputed area where China claims to have a hold on those islands. And as a result, on Friday of last week, the nationalistic tabloid Global Times highlighted the timing with a mobilization coinciding with U.S. warship, the USS McCampbell, trespassing in China's territorial waters near the disputed Paracel Islands in the South China Sea that are claimed by Beijing, where they actually sent ballistic missiles into that region. Now, God forbid they take a pot shot at one of our ships, even if it's just to warn them. God forbid they take a pot shot at one of our ships, because it would touch off, in my opinion, World War IV. We'd skip from World War II to World War IV in a heartbeat. But we'll see. And by the way, the U.S. withdrawal from Syria so far is only equipment. A U.S. defense official says no American troops have withdrawn yet from Syria, but some military cargo has been pulled out. Denise and I talked about that earlier this week, but I do know about 100 personnel that were with that equipment actually left, so the 2,200 is probably down now to about 2,100 in Syria. And an announcement that the U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria has begun came amidst a precautionary buildup of U.S. forces in the region and renewed threats from Turkey about attacking the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF. Now, Erdogan has been warned. He's been warned that if he does that, there will be literally hell to pay. Now, what that hell will be, economic sanctions certainly, plus, more than likely, retaliation against Turkey, because there will be defense put up against any attack by the Turkish forces if they decide to do that. And despite Turkey's vows to the contrary, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that he's confident the two nations can agree on a way to protect U.S. armed Kurdish rebels in Syria after the American troops withdraw from their country. And current discussions in U.S. media regarding the U.S. troop withdrawal plans in Syria are patently directed at Donald Trump, the president, politically. His detractors have had a field day lampooning him and his top officials about the evolving U.S. strategy in Syria and Iraq. More appropriately, the Syrac strategy, as they're calling it. Now, the Defense Department has sought to hire a controversial scientist who was blocked from joining the Trump administration as the Pentagon fights state and federal chemical regulations that could lead to billions of dollars in cleanup costs and legal settlements. This according to documents obtained by Politico. They don't tell us who the scientist is just yet, but we'll find out soon, I'm sure. And the request, the White House asking the Pentagon for military options against Iran, definitely rattled some people. It was made after mortars were launched by the Iranian affiliate militants that fell near our U.S. embassy in Baghdad. We wanted to know what we could do. The president wanted to know what we could do if we were to attack Iran, how we'd go about doing that. Now, the Pentagon's missile defense review is in the final stages of pre-release. Sources are telling us this after more than a year of release delays. And also, by the end of the summer, the Army plans to pick three vendors to build prototypes of the weapons that will replace the M16 and M4 rifles and the squad automatic weapon for both soldiers and Marines, both in the new and common cartridges. In addition, new for 2019, all the big changes soldiers are going to have, more soldiers, more deployments, and more money. Now, I don't think anybody argue about getting a few extra dollars. And soldiers can now stash their reflective belts, their PT belts, during workouts from dawn to dusk, the Army said in a memorandum issued earlier this month. And it looks like the Army is going to give its old combat boot the boot, because the Army is now testing new combat boots at select boot camps in a push to better compete with the more comfortable commercial brands favored by many soldiers for their tightness. In other words, they fit better. By the way, the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson, will head to China this weekend for a 3-day visit with military leaders of the rising powers. How'd you like to be a fly on the wall in that place, talking about our military sea power going over there? That'll be interesting. Okay, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. And we'll be right back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. Get a great rate with a personal touch. You know, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. Now, we offer coverage from your motorcycle, ATV, your boat, and your RV. They can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the local GEICO insurance agency near you. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. So go to GEICO.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, to find out more and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hey, Chris.
How you doing?
Couple of things first before I get into what we were talking about off the air. Congressman Dan Crenshaw, you know who he is, right?
Yes.
He has joined more than 70 lawmakers who are giving up their salary during the government shutdown. Great idea, and I would go so far as to submit a proposal right now to anybody listening in D.C. that's listening to me that maybe they ought to propose legislation that when the government shuts down, not only does a certain amount of the government employees not get paid, but not one single member in Congress gets a dime until they solve the problem.
Well, yeah, it's a nice gesture, without doubt. The reality is that everybody who has not been working once the government does open up is going to get a big fat check.
Yeah, they are.
Every single time government shuts down, they get back pay for not working.
Yep.
It's becoming a paid vacation is pretty much what it becomes.
Unless you're a Democrat, and then you can use the taxpayers' dole, their dime, to go down there and spend some time in Puerto Rico with by the way, they had some real interesting young ladies that were with them, some of those guys, congressmen and congresswomen and whatnot. And, you know, I was noticing that these weren't these guys' wives that were floating around down there. Just saying. Just saying.
Well listen, man, it was it was another political lobbying event. I think a lot of it was probably paid for by lobbyists and corporate interests, which actually, you know, put that on. And let's be honest, it's, both sides, Democrats and Republicans, go to these events all the time.
Sure do.
It's just a great example of how the country is run. If I was Donald Trump, I wouldn't have come out and blasted so much that they were down there doing this. I would have been saying, hey, listen, this is how the country's run. This is how these moneyed interests get their way. There was a story yesterday as well. Again, during the wildfires in California last year, you have California politicians at a junket in Hawaii.
They were.
Or by utility companies.
Yep, they
were. This is what goes on. Right now, all of your politicians, Democrats or Republicans, are holding, gives them more time, not the government shut down, to hold fundraisers and collect money.
And I'm glad you mentioned California, because that leads me to my next point of discussion. PG&E, which is a huge power company in the United States, and especially in the state of California, PG&E is filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy because of all the liabilities they face with the fires, the wildfires, where all those people were killed. And by the way, a couple of those fires were started by some of their wires going down and arcing.
Yeah, I know, which can happen. The bad things can happen sometimes. Who is negligent? If there's someone negligent, if there was a manager negligent, if there's a worker negligent, the reality is those are the people that were ultimately responsible for what happened. So what turn is going to happen is that the company obviously doesn't have enough insurance to cover all these claims, some $30+ billion,
right?
Choice that they have. So who does this benefit? PG&E is going to have to declare bankruptcy. They're going to have to find some way to reorganize the company. The lawsuits are not going to be, no one's going to get any money from the lawsuits. That's not going to happen because they're going to get thrown out because their company's bankrupt. They can't pay its debts or any of the things that are coming after them. So that's going to happen. Then what in turn is going to happen for all of the customers is their electric bills are going to go through the roof when they have to reorganize and they have to do everything. So, it's a problem we have, I think, in this country when it comes to liability. And, something bad happens and accidents happen, whatever it may be. Not to say that certain people sometimes aren't liable, but the people that are actually liable, those are the ones that should be held responsible. It's the same thing like if a big Wall Street bank does something to rip people off.
Mm-hmm.
The corporation didn't steal money in that situation. What happened was people working at the company did, and they should be held liable for it. That, in my opinion, is how things are handled, but they're not.
Now, let me talk about something that Morgan Stanley made a comment about yesterday. Morgan Stanley is known for a lot of things, being an investment company amongst other things, and they said, I quote, the S&P 500 will fall back to December lows. And right away, a lot of people started getting real anxious about their retirement.
Why? What is it? I mean, if they're guessing, what if they're right?
What if they're wrong?
Exactly. I mean, you don't know. If they go back to December lows, so what? It just offers up another buying opportunity down at those levels again. It's not the end of the world if that happens. Not to say that it would. They don't know. They're giving out their best guess at what they think is going to happen next, and it's all short term. You continue to read, that entire column, what they said. They said, take advantage of it when it happens because it's going to be another great buying opportunity. So, markets are going to trade. Let's say, markets can go back down again. They come back up. It's not a big deal. You got to focus on the long term.
And Jim Cramer, who sometimes can be a little nutty, said that if you fear stocks, buy gold.
He was being a bit, facetious to some degree. You don't go out and take your entire portfolio and buy gold. The guy's been actually touting stocks. He's all over the map. and I'm not a big fan of Jim Cramer at all. Again, you people who go out and they buy gold, most certainly gold coins is just silly. The actual physical gold, I guess if you want to hold on to it to some degree, you may want to have use it as a hedge, which is a small portion of your portfolio. But just as much as you wouldn't buy one stock to fill your entire portfolio, you don't put a metal and make that your entire portfolio either.
Yeah. Now, have you noticed lately that there's a lot of sedans sitting on car dealers' lots? I mean, just pick a dealer, anyone you want. And I noticed the other day that I was told by my friends at a car dealer that the pickup trucks, the SUVs, they can't keep them on the lot.
It's also those little small SUVs, too, which are moving. People, for some reason, have gravitated to those cars, and sedans just don't sell that well. They don't. And this is why a lot of American car companies, I mean, you remember what happened with General Motors recently saying that they're just not going to be making a lot of sedans like they used to.
Right.
They're moving on to other cars because the car's just not selling.
Right.
And people want to buy a different type of car. So that is what it is. I mean, that's what's going to happen. The appetite for certain cars are just going by the wayside. And the companies that are being – the only company, very few companies that are successful selling those cars, they tend to be foreign manufacturers.
And even Cadillac is coming out with an electric car now, which is a little bit smaller than their standard size model, I believe, from what I understand. And they're getting into the swing of things, too.
Well, they're bringing out another SUV as well, smaller size SUV with a third row seat. You have to, you know, you have to be selling what people want, and that's the reality, and you have to adjust to that.
Okay, so what are you talking about today on your show?
We're still hashing it out to some degree here. Probably still going to talk a little bit about the shutdown and the scare tactics that are being used. I'm you know, trying to look in to see what some of the slowdowns are happening at the airports. With the TSAs, so a lot of stuff in regards to that. Also, earnings season's coming up when it comes to Wall Street.
All righty, well, we'll let you go, and we'll catch you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
Thank you very much. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Catch him on many of these same stations to find out where he's at and what time to hear him in your local market. Go to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com for more information. Well, as I mentioned earlier, and I'm going to mention it again, 48% of likely voters now say government is not doing enough to stop illegal immigration. And that's a combination of both Democrats, Republicans, Independents, and whoever, because it's not limited to political persuasion. And it's a Gallup poll. And oh, by the way, here's something that should really get your cork. The State Department approved 8,482 child bride requests. Are we going nuts in this country or what? I mean, come on now. Wow. All righty. Coming back after the top of the hour news with Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy. We'll be right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, going all across the country, coast to coast, border to border, and all points in between. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.